Hallelujah, Father God. We thank good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We are live with prayer at Soldiers for Christ this morning. It is an honor and a privilege to be here. I am grateful to all of those that are tuning in and that will be tuning in later. I give God praise and I magnify him because he is worthy of all of our praises. I want to, what was the name of the fellow that Ryan?
Trevor.
Trevor. Amen, brother. Trevor, whenever you listen to this message, Ryan didn't give any details about what's going on in your life or your family or your atmosphere, but I want you to know that we are praying for you. And if you believe in Christ, we are your fellow brothers and sisters. I'm not talking about if you just heard his name. I'm talking about if you actually believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he is. If you believe that he came, God in the flesh, he walked among us, he died on the cross, he descended, he rose up again, and he is still king. If you believe that and you're still in the battle, you're still fighting, and anyone else that believes that we are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are here to pray with you and to pray for you. And so Trevor, and for every other person that's dealing with situations and that are being attacked by the enemy, and let me let you in on something. If you're in this battle, and this is a very real battle, and you're not being attacked by the enemy, there might be a problem on your end. Because the Bible says, beware of him whom all men speak well of. If everybody's got nice things to say about you all the time, you don't have an enemy in the world, everybody's your friend, then you might want to check to make sure you're serving the right God. Because there's a problem somewhere. Jesus was attacked all the time, and so were the apostles and everybody that believed in him. And if your life is going along just zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, and not a problem where everybody loves you, everybody agrees with you, everybody's your friend, you might have a problem. So if you're under attack and you know you're doing everything you can to serve the true and living God, then that sounds to me like you're still on the battlefield. But if you don't ever go through anything, everything is always just fine with you, you might want to check your connection to make sure that you're still plugged in to the living God. Amen.
Amen.
So Trevor, I'm going to pray for you right now. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you because you are worthy of all of our praises. We lift you up because there is no God like our God. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what we're going through, no matter what battle, circumstance, no matter what atmosphere we find ourselves in, we know that you are still God. And there is you told us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The power is in us. The enemy has some strength, whatever you've allowed him to have, but you have all strength and you are in us. So we are the greater of the two. We win. I read the back of the book. We win. Amen. I read the back of the book. I went from the front to the back and I found out we win. So no matter where you are in the different chapters of your life, no matter what, at the end, we win.
Right.
We all win. And don't worry about what you have to deal with today. If you weren't in the battle, if you weren't in the fight, if you weren't doing what God has commanded you to do, you probably wouldn't be going through what you're going through now. But remember, you're still on earth. You're still in the flesh. And no matter whether you're serving Christ or not, you're still going to go through something. Right? You still need a job or some source of income, whether you're in Christ or not. You still need to be able to get where you need to go, whether you're in Christ or not. So it doesn't matter. You still, even if you weren't in Christ, you're still going to be attacked on some end. But the fact that you are in Christ means that you have the heavens to back you up. You have all of the believers on God's world to back you up. You are not alone. So no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, you got to remember that you are not alone. You're not by yourself. And whatever you've gone through, Jesus has gone through it already. And so it is not a surprise to him what you're dealing with, no matter what it is. Amen. Amen. Abigail, you got some names for me?
Yeah.
Let's have them.
Philip. has ulcer on foot from diabetes too.
Oh my goodness, I've heard of that. I've heard of that. Ulcers. I've never had ulcers, I've never had diabetes, but I do know this. I know God is a healer. I know God is a deliverer. I've had other things, I just haven't had that. And God delivered me, and I know God can deliver you. Ah, what's his name again, Abigail?
Philip.
Philip?
Philip.
Fadasis. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Philip, and people that are dealing with diabetes on different levels, people that are dealing with problems that are going on in their bodies, people that are dealing with these issues that have to deal with the flesh. Father, those believers that are dealing with the pain and struggling in the flesh, Father, you are able to heal and deliver. He's asking for prayer, and others like him, they're asking for prayer. They're asking that you would touch the bodies, that you would heal their circumstances, that you would make a move on their behalf to ease their pain while they're in this transition between this life and the next life. We're asking in the name of Jesus that whatever that he needs or whatever that they need, that you would deliver, that you would intervene on their behalf, that you would touch them in some manner.
Yes.
So that they will understand that you are still God. And no matter what they're dealing with, no matter what they're going through, let the healing come forth according to your will for their lives. Let the healing take place in the name of Jesus. Father, they're asking, and we are standing in the gap with them in believing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to say something. I want to make sure that you know that we have not forgotten about the children of special needs children. I have been praying for the special needs children. We have not forgotten about any special needs children. And some of the children are not kids anymore. They're adults, but they're still dealing, their loved ones and them are still dealing with the special needs. The special needs children are in our prayers. We're still praying. Remember, don't think that they're not great just because they have their circumstances different from yours. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Don't think that they're not as, don't think that God is not with them because their circumstances are different from what you call normal. God can do mighty things through anybody and everybody, and special needs children. God can, oh my God. My understanding is some of the special needs children are brilliant, and they are artistic, and I've even heard of some children or some special needs adults that can actually see music. Just amazing what God can do with these children and these adults of special needs. It's amazing. And just because, listen, don't be pumping them full of medicine and pushing them off to the corner and making them think that they're not as good as anybody else. You're wrong. They are great in the sight of God. And I thank God for the special needs children because they brought something to the table that the rest of us may not have had. And my prayers are with every special needs child, every special need adult, every special needs person, because God still loves you. And I know that you have the ability to love God in the name of Jesus. Father, every special need person that is in this house, every special needs person that will listen to this prayer, and whether they hear this prayer or not, whether they ever know about this church or not, we're still praying for them. Wherever they are, whoever they're with, Father, defend them. Fight for them. Don't let the enemy consume them with his evil, nasty thoughts. But Father, let your blessings flow through the special needs and their families. Let your purpose for their lives manifest in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts and their minds. Help them to understand that you are their God just as much as everyone else that believe in you. You are their God. Heal, deliver, and protect in Jesus' name. I also want to address the people that are dealing with suicide, especially the Christians that are dealing with suicide, and those that will eventually come to God because God knows who they are, that are dealing with suicide and suicidal thoughts. There's some things that I've been praying for you this week, and the Lord showed me some things. Listen, and I know I've spoken it before. You gotta remember, some of the medications that we're taking or that people are taking for one thing or another, they create suicidal tendencies. And you're thinking something's wrong with you, and it may not be you at all. It could be the medication or the combination of medications that you're taking. We don't know what's in that stuff. We're just taking their word for it. They said this is what we need. We just take it. We don't know what's in this stuff. But if you listen to some of the commercials, they'll tell you suicidal thoughts. If you have suicidal thoughts, talk to your doctor. Some of these things were not, some of you that are dealing with suicide, it is not you. It's not you. Pray about some of the medications that you may be taking. Pray about some of the people that you're hanging out with that are dealing with suicide, and some of those demons may attach itself to you. It's not, don't. Everything that happens to us or everything that goes on in our atmosphere is not because of you. It could be the spirits that are in the atmosphere that you're in. And it hangs on to you until you claim it as yours. We've talked about this before. Have we talked about this before? Anybody?
Yes.
It's like a thought runs through your mind. You're like, whoa, where did that thought come from? I wasn't even thinking about that. Because it wasn't your thought. It was a thought that was zoomed to you, beeped to you, thrown at you by the enemy to see if you'll claim it. And once you start claiming thoughts that you had nothing to do with as your own, you're adopting thoughts that weren't yours. It's the same thing about different atmosphere that you find yourself in. They attach themselves to you, or they start speaking to you, and then you, not knowing how the spiritual realm works, you start accepting those as your own, and the next thing you know, you got a box of heebie-jeebies and you don't know where they came from. Amen.
Amen.
And so you need to stop. First of all, if something's going on with you outside of your norm, if something's happening with you outside of how you normally are, you need to stop and say, Lord, wait a minute. Is this me, or is this something that has attached itself to me? Is this me, Lord, or is this something that the enemy is trying to put in my mind? Because a lot of times we're dealing with stuff that's not you. Amen. People come over to your house, and they bring in their demons with them, and then they drop a couple of them off, and they going home, and your house is all tore up, and you don't know why, because they brought stuff in with them. God, have mercy. You cannot let everybody in your atmosphere. You cannot let your kids hang out with everybody, and then your kids pick up stuff from different places, and then they bring it home, and you don't know what's going on. You have to be... Your house should be like a spiritual clean room, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
To try to keep all that stuff. You got to be careful who you let in your house. You can't let everybody come in. Do you let everybody hang out with your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I don't want that around my kids. You let your kids watch everything? I hope not. You let your kids listen to everything? I hope not. Your house, your atmosphere, you have to treat it the same way. You have to protect the spirit of God that is in you. And you cannot, I'm not saying you can't reach out and help people that the spirit leads you to help. I'm not saying you can't reach out and minister to those that the spirit has led you to minister to, but you have to listen to the spirit and know who to hang out with. And if you walk in the door and they got 40s and weed and blunts and all that stuff, you should not be parking out there. You're not supposed to be everywhere. You're in a battle and you're under attack, and the enemy will use anything he can to defeat you. And if you're not spiritually wise and you're not using wisdom and you're not strong, he'll get you. You have to be careful who you hang out with, who you let your family hang out with, who hangs out in your house. You have to be careful. Because this is a real battle. The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood,
yes,
but against spirits and principalities in high places. They know stuff. They know stuff that you don't know. You haven't been taught. You haven't been in a church that will teach you about spiritual warfare. You don't know how the enemy works in that arena. You have no idea. So when it happens to you, you think it's all you. Lord, I done sinned. Lord, I done something. The Lord asked me, what have you done? I don't know, Lord, but I must have done something because all this stuff is now happening. And the Lord said, you ain't done anything. It's what you're hanging out with. It's what you're allowing to hang out in your atmosphere. So what I'm saying to every believer, you cannot, and especially those that are dealing with suicide, and you have children, people cutting their wrists, and overdosing and doing all kind of crazy stuff. You gotta know that this is a spiritual battle, and you are under spiritual attack. You have to be careful who you hang out with and who you allow to hang out with you and who's in your house. There should be prayer going on in your house at some point in the day, periodically through the day. If you spend most of your time in your car, that car ought to be a holy car. That car ought to be filled up with prayer. If you spend most of your time in your office at your desk, that desk or that office space ought to be filled with prayer. Prayer needs to be wherever you spend your time. Amen? Prayer needs to be, you need to be surrounded in prayer.
Yes.
You can do that. You can do that. Pastor, bring that to me. Amen. Good morning, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And what you're doing is, when you're doing that, thank you. When you're doing that, you're locking doors so that the enemy can't get in.
Yes.
That's what you're doing. When you do that, when you keep your atmosphere surrounded in prayer, when you protect your atmosphere, what you're doing is you're locking the windows so the flies don't get in. You're putting up bug bombs so those that are in can get out. You're protecting your atmosphere. Amen. I hope that helps somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So last week, Warhammer had asked a prayer for John, who had issues with his vertebrae.
Yes.
She's giving more information today. His vertebrae is completely destroyed. And there's a piece of bone lodged in his spinal column.
Whoa.
They're taking him into surgery now to try to remove the bone and also to try
great
to remove
in the
morning piece of the bone in the spine.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Bisoyo. I just want to... What was the person's
Johns?
Name? That, John?
Johns.
His last name is Johns. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh. The torment that this poor soldier must be going through, the pain and suffering that this soldier must be dealing with, and not just them, but those that care for him and love them and are watching this go on. Father, we're asking that you would guide the hands of the doctors, guide the hands of the instruments, those that are holding the instruments, the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord. You were able to enter into that operating room and you were able to fix it in the name of Jesus. The destroyed and, oh my God. Send your warring angels. Send your healing spirit. Send your glory, your grace, your favor, and your mercy. Send whatever is necessary to that soldier for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Send power. Send authority. Send joy. Send peace. Whatever is necessary, send it in the name of Jesus so that they will be complete again.
Yes, Lord.
Give them the testimony of healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Give them the testimony of healing and deliverance so that they can minister to others that are dealing with things like this.
Yes.
So that they will know for themselves that you are the great healer.
Yes.
So that they will know for themselves that you are the great King of Kings.
Yes.
So that they will know for themselves that you can do all things in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So that they will know for themselves that you are who you said you are.
Yes.
God!
Thank you, Lord.
It's not enough to hear somebody else's testimony. Sometimes, Lord, we need our own testimony. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Give them that testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch them wherever they are, whatever they're doing. Let your healing go forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Warhammer. Glory to God. There was somebody, I sent you and Pastor Drea an email last night about someone that's on their deathbed with the cancer. Did y'all get that?
Yes, Adam.
I don't know. He has four sons.
Yeah.
And he has four sons, and he's on his death. They said he's on his deathbed. But let me tell you something, y'all. Don't count him out just yet. I know stage four cancer. Doctor said there's no way they're going to make it. They've already prepared for death. It may happen, but there's a chance it may not. Amen. Because I said it last night, because my God is the God of healing.
Yes.
If it's God's will and he come on home, then let the Lord's will be done.
Thank you, Lord.
But if God wants to use him for a testimony,
Jesus,
let the Lord's will be done. But whatever God's will is,
yes,
hallelujah, whatever God's will is, let it be so. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I don't remember the name of the soldier.
Adam.
Pastor Drea, Pastor Cole says Adam. You know what Adam is dealing with. You know what his family is dealing with. You understand what those that are trying to help and support Adam are dealing with. You understand. La ichosami. You understand. Father, we're praying that your perfect will be done, whether it's complete healing and deliverance from that deathbed, or whether that soldier will be going home to be with our Lord. Whatever your decision is, Father, it is so. Bah! But Lord, let the people see you. Let the people see you in this situation. Let the people see you do something in this situation. If not deliver him from deathbed, deliver his family from the grief and the struggles that they may have after he's gone. Whatever your perfect will is for Adam, let it be so in the name of Jesus, so that you, O God, get all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. They told me when I was a child, when I was growing up, they said, you know, sometimes God wants some of those folks with him. They said sometime the Lord called people home because he wants some of them to be with him. And as you all know, in God's time, we're all going to be with him. But sometimes God allows them to come home. Sometimes people are ready to go. We don't want them to go because of us. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? I don't want to lose so-and-so because I'll just be so tore up. But maybe they're ready to go, and we don't want to let go.
I want to clarify, it was actually Adam's brother-in-law, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bill, right. Okay.
So his brother-in-law, they said he's not going to be around much longer. He has a four-year-old son,
mm-hmm,
and the wife, I believe, is what he's saying. They also have some medical issues,
mm-hmm,
so they're praying for prayer for the family. They also have a GoFundMe to help support,
mm-hmm,
this family in while they're dealing with his.
Okay. Okay. So how do they find out about
Well, I'll ask Janelle to send this email just with the GoFundMe.
Okay.
And that way, if those online want to.
Amen.
But it is Bill and Joanne Peek. So if you or Speak, S-P-E-A-K?
C-K. Oh, C-K.
So if you want to go, but I'll ask Janelle to send it.
Okay. Well, we're going to have this GoFundMe account sent out. Janelle, we're going to have Janelle send it out to our masses. We have thousands of people. And let so that we can do what we can to help support. Amen. God bless you, Greg. Amen. But we are praying for Bill.
Bill. Mm-hmm.
Adam's brother-in-law.
Yes.
Bill is the soldier.
Yes.
Adam's brother-in-law. Yes. And his four-year-old and that family,
yes,
that are also dealing with health issues. God is a healer. I am a witness. God is a healer. God is a healer. God, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God is the healer and deliverer. Pastor Drea said this whole church is a witness to God's healing. Amen and hallelujah to you. Amen. What else we got?
I cut Warhammer short, but the surgery already happened.
The surgery happened.
And it went well.
I praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So the surgery went well. Jesus. He's in recovery for a few hours. She just wanted to just ask that we continue to pray for the Johns family.
Amen. The Johns family. Hallelujah. Amen. She says she cut it short. The prayer, the surgery has already happened. They're already in recovery, yes. And everything went well. God yes. is a true healer. Did we pray for them last week?
Yes, we did pray for him last week, and he is not paralyzed.
And he is not paralyzed. Hallelujah. Amen. That's an awesome praise report. Amen. What else you got? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is God good or what?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Another witness.
Another witness. Another testimony. Yes. Amen.
Okay, so this
thank you, Jesus.
This prayer. So she says, thank you for your prayer and support.
Uh-huh.
The demons that held me for a long time has been cast out of my life.
Yes!
And my understanding has been broadened. Thank
yes.
you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
She says, thank you so much because this has really helped her. And she just victory.
Yes! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. The authority, the authority is in us.
Yes.
The authority is in us. The power of God, God himself lives in us.
Yes.
And if you don't know what your rights are when you're stopped, you don't have any.
Yes.
If you don't know what your rights are when the enemy attacks you, then he's going to treat you like you have no rights.
Woo.
Because you don't understand what authority you have in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I'm telling you. God is worthy. It is not his will that you live the life of a victim. That is not God's will for any of his soldiers, that you live the life of a victim. You are victorious,
yes.
And the power and the authority are in those that belong to Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I have prayed for my car, yes. And the Lord healed it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, y'all can call me crazy if you want to. I don't care. I was there. I know what happened. Amen.
Yes.
I laid a pile of bills in the middle of the floor and prayed over them.
Hallelujah.
The Lord paid them. I'm telling you, you can call me crazy.
Yep.
Amen.
You can call me crazy if you want to. I don't care. I was there. I know what happened.
Thank you.
I know. Amen. I'm telling you, I laid hands on myself, and when I got to the doctor, they couldn't find anything. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I'm telling you, God is no joke.
Yeah.
You don't have to live the life of a victim.
Yeah.
That is not God's will.
Thank you.
You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. Pick up your weapon and fight.
Yes.
You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. Don't lay down your weapon. Pick up your weapon and fight like a soldier. A lot of us have not been trained how to fight. A lot of us don't understand that we're in a real battle.
Yes.
A lot of us don't see the enemy attacking on every hand. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus that if you are a believer in the Most High God, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you need to pick up your weapon and fight. He
yes.
told us to put on what? The whole armor of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And when you leave pieces off, that area which you left unprotected becomes a soft spot for the enemy to attack.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you
Amen.
Fix this? Yes. If you walk out the door unprotected, every area of you that is unprotected, every area of you that's unprotected become a soft spot for the enemy to attack. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I need this here because I holler a lot, so I need to. You need to make sure you are covered by the blood of the Lamb. You need to make sure that you are covered. You need to I'll tell you what I do. I pray first thing in the morning. I pray all through the day. And I pray the last thing at night. because I want to make sure that I am covered, because I don't know what, because the enemy don't care how saved you are, he'll attack you if you can. He don't care if you've been saved for 90 years, he'll attack you if he can. He doesn't care, because it's not about you personally, it's about the numbers. The enemy wants the numbers. He wants the numbers. He wants more than God. He wants the numbers. He's after the numbers. As far as the enemy is concerned, you are just another number. But some of the targets that he go after are responsible for bringing more numbers to God. So he go after those targets really heavy. Y'all follow what I'm saying? He's very strategic. If it is in your anointing to draw men unto Christ, or you have the ability to draw men unto Christ, and God is using you to draw people, you got a big giant X. You're a target. Everyone else, they're still targets, but you are an absolute target. You have to know how to dress. You have to know how to prepare. You have to know. Because if you don't, you become a casualty, roadkill, a victim. Amen?
Amen. Okay, so this is a four-part prayer and a one-part praise.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's add a praise first.
She just wants to praise God for her amazing husband and her marriage.
Isn't that something? I praise God. Who was that?
She didn't give her name.
Miss, I didn't give my name. I praise God for your husband and you too. Amen? Amen.
So this is, her prayers are really intercessory. Mm-hmm. She's asking for prayer for a friend's husband.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for the friend, her husband committed suicide.
Oh.
And she's been recent, the wife's been recently diagnosed with leukemia.
The wife whose husband committed suicide?
Yes.
Wow.
She has another friend, Elaine, who's dealing with the after effects of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She's still on a vent and she has a tracheotomy.
Oh, boy.
She's praying over her children.
Yes.
That they have a solid relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
And she's also praying over her and her husband that they make better health choices.
Yeah.
For their physical health.
Amen. Amen. First of all, that's an awesome friend. Yeah. That will take you before the Lord. That's an awesome friend. That's a wonderful friend. See, those are the kind of people you need to have in your life. People that are concerned about your eternal life. Amen. And not just what your bank account has in it. People that are concerned about you and your relationship with God, and not just what they can get from you. Amen. Those are the kind of people that you need in your life and in your atmosphere. People that can help you pray. And people that can help you if you should veer left or to the right. Those are the kind of people that you need in your atmosphere. And you don't have to have a million of them. If you got one or two, you good.
Amen.
Amen. If you got one or two people in your life, prayer partner, people that can help you, people that you, oh my God, you are blessed.
Yeah.
And my goodness, if your spouse is also a believer, forget about it. You just, bam. I don't even know what to say about that. Yeah, you're winning. There you go. Well, that's pretty good. You're winning. Amen. And don't put it away, because I'm going to be referring back to that. And so they're dealing with, now, there is a COVID virus, and it has been used to attack people, and it has been used to harm and to kill people. It is a real thing. It is, I don't believe it is all the hype that they claim it to be. And I do believe that they're using this as an excuse or reason to promote other things. All that being said, if you actually have the COVID virus thing, I'm praying for you, because I don't really know what it is. So stop smiling. I'm praying, because it is real for some people. Some people, they are dealing with the effects of something else, and it's been called COVID. Okay, that makes sense, right? Some people, there was an article where a man had gotten a motorcycle accident, crashed or got hit by something. I don't know if he ran into a tree or something hit him, and he died, and they labeled that COVID. So I read it in the article. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. But some people actually have been infected with this thing, and it is a real thing, but you can't believe everything that come out of their mouth. You have to take it before God. Okay? If you're not sure, take it before God. But I want to pray for someone was dealing with the COVID with this three-parter, right? Elaine. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Elaine and every person that's dealing with that COVID, every person that's dealing with that COVID that was given to them, that was in, that the people have used to infect the people, your people. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would raise them up in the name of Jesus, that you would make a way where they have been told there's no way, where you will heal and deliver. And the people that are still on ventilators or respirators or whatever she said she was on, Father, you are able to take them off of that and let their body do what it has been commanded to do, to keep them alive and well in you. Father, did she say she had a trach?
Yes, they had to give her tracheotomy.
Oh my God, Lord, help us. And Lord, Lord, they're dealing with so much.
Yes.
They're dealing with so much. But you are the great King of Kings and the only Lord of Lords. And there is nothing man or demon can do on this planet or anywhere else that you have not already overcome.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Your blood covers everything that the enemy has tried to do to us.
Yes.
Your blood covers every person that believes. And we're praying for these soldiers right now.
Yes.
What else was the part of that prayer?
She has a friend. She didn't mention this,
the friend.
The friend whose husband committed suicide.
Yeah.
And then she was recently diagnosed with leukemia.
Father, you've healed leukemia in this house. I've seen you heal leukemia in other people. I know that you're able. I've seen it with my own eyes. I know. I was a witness to you healing others. I know. And Father, don't let that spirit of suicide dwell among her.
Yes.
Or her family. Don't let that spirit of suicide dwell among your people. Give them the wisdom to know that they can cast that out in the name of Jesus. Yes. Give them the wisdom to know that they are no longer a slave to sin. They don't have to live in sin, and they don't have to be destroyed by the effects of sin, because your power, grace, and mercy, your blood will deliver us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Healing and deliverance. Did we cover that whole thing?
She asked for prayer for her children.
And her children.
And her husband's health. That they make better healthy choices.
We're praying for their health. We're praying for the wisdom to make better choices. We're praying for their family and their families' families and all those that are dealing with these same types of things. We're praying for them, Lord, helping them to understand, hoping that they'll understand that they are not alone, but there are legions of angels and other believers around the world that are praying for each other. Power, strength, joy, wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, I went darker.
That's all right.
This is Jen.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to pray for her prodigal husband.
Her prodigal husband?
Yes.
Amen.
She prays that God would intervene.
It's a good wife.
And lead her husband back to repentance before he finalizes the divorce. She's standing for her marriage.
Amen.
Jesus.
Did she give her name?
Jen.
First of all, let me say, I would send in a prayer, but I don't want them to call my name out. Don't give your name.
Amen.
If you don't want us to speak your name, that's okay. Don't give your name. Just say soldier in Christ, fellow believer, somebody that just need prayer. Don't forget about me. A brother, don't give your name. Or just say, this is my name, but please don't say. We won't say. We respect your privacy. We get that. Listen, I tell you these things because we're not going to be around forever. I tell you these things while the door is still open. I tell you these things while the Lord is still moving in this way. I'm telling you these things while you still have a chance. We don't know what the enemy is planning, but the enemy would have taken this down a long time ago if he could have. He tried to stop this, but he couldn't. He's tried several times, and I'm sure that's not the last time he's going to try. But God is with us.
Yes.
And as long as God will have us do this, while you have a chance to pray, have someone that believes the same way you do to pray with you and for you, this is your opportunity. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't know another church that do what we do. I'm not saying they're not out there. I believe there's got to be more out there. I'm just saying, as for me, I don't personally know of any. So while you are connected to a church that will do whatever the Lord commands us to do for you, you need to be a part of that. Amen. That was good, right? Amen. Because I'm telling you, the Bible says tomorrow's not promised. You don't know where, you don't know. There are a lot of people out at Forest Lawn didn't know they were going to be there that day. Amen. There's a lot of people who woke up on the other side wondering, how did they get here? You don't get a telegram saying, okay, in 25 minutes, you're going to be out of here. That's not how it happens. You, next thing you know, whoop, you're somewhere else. And how, whatever state you left here in, that will determine where you go from there. You can be the strongest believer on the planet, but you see a truck coming, praying is not necessarily the first thing you think of. You can't think to say, help me, Lord. You the thought, save me, Lord, is not, because it's happening so fast and your mind does not always, sometimes you're just in shock. I can't believe this truck is about to hit me. And next thing you know, you're in the presence of God. You didn't plan on being there that day. You didn't know that was going to happen right then. You didn't know. But here you are. Do you want to go there? I don't like surprises personally. I hate surprises. Please tell me before you do it so I can be ready when you do it. Amen. I don't want to be surprised. So I try to keep, amen. I said all that to say, don't put your name on there. All right, read that again.
Jen,
amen.
Is asking for prayer for her prodigal husband.
Oh, okay. I got it. Amen. First of all, Jen, I think you are awesome for praying for your husband. I think you are awesome for wanting your husband to get back in line with the Lord. I think that is awesome. And they clearly don't realize how blessed they are to have someone praying for them.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because you have a lot of people that will rob you, but ain't a lot of people going to be praying for you.
Yes.
You have a lot of people that are willing to use and abuse you, but you don't have a lot of people that are willing to pray for you and bring you up before the Lord. You don't have, when you have someone, a spouse, a family member, a loved one, a neighbor, somebody that is that will take you before the throne of God, that's a gift. And so we're going to pray that the Lord where are they going? We're going to pray that the Lord will wake them up before it's too late. We will be praying that the Lord, and not just her spouse, but every person that has a spouse that's out there, that has stepped away from the table, that's not doing what they know God has commanded them to do, that have decided, well, I'm going to try, I've been over here for so long, I'm going to step over here because I've heard that something's going on over here. We're going to pray for those people, and not just spouses, but there are children that have stepped away from God. There are parents that have stepped away from God, and the children are praying for the parents. We want to pray for all of these people, especially Jen, especially Jen's spouse, husband. Jen, just so you know, the Lord may or may not bring that union back together. There may be something greater or something else that God is doing, or God's not going to make someone serve him. He will allow you to serve him. He will command you to serve him. He will put you in a position so that you can serve him, but he's not going to make anyone serve him, because in order for us to be like God, we have to have a free will, right?
Amen.
And part of having a free will is to choose whether or not we will serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And so whether he comes back to the table or not, your prayers for him should continue.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Whether he does what you want him to do or what he should do or not, your prayers should continue. If not for a husband or a loved one, for someone that you know needs Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
So let's pray for Jen.
Yeah.
Was that the only thing she asked for?
Yes.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Jen and people that are in that situation, people that are dealing with those same types of things. We're praying that your healing, we're praying that your healing and deliverance will go forth. We're praying that you would do something to stir that mind. Whatever it takes to push that mind back to the table. Push them back to the river so that they will drink, to allow them to separate themselves from what their flesh wants and reveal to them what they need in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that tomorrow is not promised. We understand that these are bad days and the enemy is busy, but so are you. We don't want them to die in their sins. We're asking that you would give them another chance. I know you've given them many chances already, but that you would grant them one more chance, because we've asked you in the name of Jesus that you would grant them another opportunity to come back home. Because when that prodigal son came back home, he was greeted with open arms. Send them back home. Whatever it takes, send them back home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What time is it? I can't tell.
It's
11:51. We have 8 minutes.
This is our last one.
Amen.
So Alberto is asking for prayer for their two pastors.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Joe Silva is a senior pastor.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second, because I don't want to forget this name. I don't know if Karen Fox listens to our prayer service or not, but Karen, I need you to understand that God is with you. Be encouraged that these are the last days, but you're not defeated. We are living in the last days, but God has still got work to do. We are living in the last days, but God is still with his people, and God will do what he said he will do and make sure that you are covered in his glory so that you are protected from the darts that the enemy will throw at you. So our prayers are for Karen Fox. Amen. I'm sorry, not for these two pastors.
Yes. Pastor Joe Silva.
Senior pastor.
Senior pastor. Uh-huh. He's fighting for his life with COVID and pneumonia.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And Pastor Alberto Aguilar is a co-pastor. He's home recovering from COVID.
Oh, boy.
But he's returned. He went home and he returned to the hospital from a heart attack.
Oh, under attack. Anoint my hand with some oil, please. Let me wash them again first and then anoint them. Just a drop. Thank you. Heart attack, pneumonia, COVID, hospital, fighting for their lives. They must have been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They must have been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They must be real soul. They must be. Why would the enemy boom, boom? Why? Oh, my God. I'm praying for those pastors and the members of that flock and the members of that family and the loved ones and those that are affected by those ministry, that ministry and those pastors. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have the authority and the power to move mountains, and you've given us that same authority to speak, and the mountains shall be moved. You didn't tell us to climb the mountains. You didn't tell us to make deals with the mountains. You told us to speak to the mountain and that the mountain will move. We're speaking to that mountain in the name of Jesus, that you shall be moved in the name of Jesus, and that healing will go forth in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're not trying to make any deals with the mountain. We're not trying to compromise with the mountain. We're not trying to be friends with the mountain. We are casting the mountain aside in the name of Jesus. And we're praying for healing and deliverance for these brothers, these soldiers, these pastors.
Thank you.
We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for power. We're praying for the authority to take its place in those atmospheres.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and that door shall be open.
Thank you, Lord.
You said you heard us before we called.
Thank you, Lord.
And you answered. While we were yet speaking, while we're speaking, let your power go forth in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
While we're speaking, let your healing find its place. While we're speaking, let your deliverance move in that atmosphere. While we're speaking, let your angels do what you have commanded them to do.
Hallelujah.
While we are yet speaking, let a testimony be forming in the name of Jesus. While we're yet speaking, let your holy presence cover those rooms, healed and delivered. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. 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 How much time do we have? What time is it? We're out. I want to let you know, God bless you for coming. Amen. We're trying to be in on time and out on time. We're trying to do what God has commanded us to do. You don't have to give us your name. You don't have to tell us where you live. Just tell us what you need. Amen. Contact us. We are praying for people all week long. And it culminates on this day. And tonight, we'll start all over again. If you've got prayer requests, send them in. If you are in trouble in the spirit and you need advice, you need some wisdom, let us know. We're here to help. While we still have a chance, let God fulfill his place in you. God bless you. Keep us lifted up in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.